朋友，你在收听的是活在耶稣里网站为你提供的福乐人生讲坛。我是玛丽姐妹，将许多牧师传道人的讲道录音按专题为你编辑。今天我们的讲员是冯伟牧师，愿神仆人的讲道能帮助你更好地密切与神的关系，在主耶稣里结出更多的好果子。
我们知道主耶稣在2000年以前降世为人。
So we know that Jesus was born about 2,000 years ago.
圣诞节的信息我讲过许许多多遍。
The message of Christmas I've preached numerous times.
有的时候一个十二月份要讲许多的这个圣诞节的信息。
Oftentimes, just within one December alone, I have to preach the Christmas message many times.
但是确实我这一次意识到一点。
But something I've come to recognize.
许许多多的圣诞信息就有一个信息，一个字，以前我常常忽略。
Of all the messages that I've preached, I realized that there is one word that I have overlooked.
就是长子。
And that is the firstborn.
如果您去看圣经，讲到玛利亚所生的，那特别讲到那是他的长子。
If we look into scripture, we see that Jesus is described as the firstborn.
那在谢谢。在罗马书第八章二十九节也特别讲到主耶稣基督乃是在许多弟兄当中来做长子。
In Romans 8, we've been told that Jesus is the firstborn, the eldest of all brothers.
甚至哥罗西书一章第十八节中文讲他在死里首先复生，但是像英文说他是在复活当中做长子。
We've also been told that he is the firstborn in terms of his coming to life.
他是首先降世为人。
He has been firstborn as a human.
他是神的独生爱子。
He is the Lord's God's only begotten son.
他带给我们一个真正的希望。
He has brought us a true hope.
因为他在死里首先复活。
Because he has come to life from the dead as he's the first to do so.
那么我们今天在主里面的众圣徒。
So today for us who are the saints,
我们也享有长子的福分。
We do enjoy the blessings of the firstborn.
你说真的吗？不是只有耶稣基督是独一的爱子，他是真正的长子。
And so we're wondering, is that true? Because isn't Jesus the one and only son?
是的。
Indeed.
你看希伯来书十二章第二十三节。
We look at Hebrews chapter 12.
那里讲到有名录在天上诸长子之会所共聚的总会。
We see that there is a coming together of all the sons.
一般我们都说这个中文的时态呀、单复数都不清楚。
Sometimes we say that within Chinese, sometimes of the tens or in terms of the first, second or the number, those are not clear.
但是这个地方呢，如果你看英文呢，就是说 firstborn， 因为它没有办法区分单复数。
We see that, but in English, it's very clearly distinct.Made distinct is the firstborn.
但是这个中文呢，就前面加一个诸长子，是复数的，许多的长子。
But when it comes to Chinese, we see that well, there are many firstborn.
那么如果你看英文，虽然 firstborn 它没有这个后面加 s， 但后面却有 who are， 让我们看到实际上这还是复数的。
But even within the English, we'll see that there is the to be verb are.Which tells us that the firstborns are also many.
所以弟兄姊妹们，不要轻看我们在主里面的这样的福分和权柄。
So brothers and sisters, do not undermine or look down on this particular blessing as well as privilege that we have.
当我们与主耶稣基督来联合的时候
，that when we are united with Christ,
我们享有丰盛的祝福
，that we are experiencing the great abundance of blessing.
Exactly, abundant 啊，这样一种超越的、丰富的。
Indeed, is a superfluous abundance.
好，那么我们今天呢就要看这一段的经文。
So today we look at this particular passage.
我们来到约书亚记第十六章，我们连着一直看到第十九章。
So we'll look into Joshua 16, moving into 17.
在雅各的十二个儿子当中。
The 12 sons of Jacob.
那约瑟这个儿子很特别。
We see that Joseph is a very special son.
他是倒数第二个。
That even though he's the penultimate son.
但是他却得到长子继承双份产业的这样一个权利。
And yet he has received this privilege as the firstborn receiving double blessings.
因为他的两个儿子以法莲和马拿西，他们这两个支派与其他十个支派与这些伯伯们一起同分地。
That's because his children, Ephraim, as well as Manasseh, they are going to share this land together with their uncles.
因为旧约当中讲这个长子有双倍的祝福。
Because in the Old Testament it said that the firstborn will have double blessings.
那么今天呢，我们就来思想啊，从这个长子约瑟子孙分取未得之地中所得的祝福和功课。
And so we want to now ponder over this particular.A lesson as well as the blessings of this double blessings given to Ephraim and Manasseh.
首先我们先来看这个第一点啊，他们的征战，他们的分地，还有夺取未得之地。
First, we're going to look at some of the battles, the land divided, as well as the land to be conquered.
啊，我们进入约书亚记的时候就看到他们先是去打仗。
When we enter into the book of Joshua, we know that they are at war.
那么打仗南征北战以后呢，就开始分地。
So after they have made their conquest both north to the south, they begin to divide up the land.
所以在这个十六章之前呢，上次我们看到是什么呢？是这个犹大支派先来分地。
So before chapter 16, we see that the tribe of Judah is beginning to get their allotment.
等一下我们就会要谈到这个犹大支派，他们也有长子的一部分的祝福。
Later on we are also going to look into the tribe of Judah to see that they too will have double blessings as firstborn.
那么犹大支派当中，这个可能这个声音还是要再小一点，还是有点回音、啊、那么这犹大支派当中是谁呢？就是个加勒。
Within the tribe of Judah, we see that there's Caleb.
他就先来要地，但他要的是最难得的那一块地。
Caleb is the one who has requested for a land that is the most difficult to conquer.
是巨人亚纳人所住的希伯伦那个地方。
Is the most difficult land where the giants in Zebulun were residing.
那么今天我们要看呢，约瑟的子孙现在开始来分地了。
We now have to see the descendants of Joseph. They are now given their lands.
真很公平，他们研究啊所得到的地业，这个地业呢确实不小。
They by law they've been given the land, and they see that the land is not small.
等一下，马上我们给大家看地图，你看了以后你会惊讶的。
Later on, we're just going to show you a map, and you when you see it, you might be in shock.
那么讲到从靠近耶利和的约旦河起啊，耶利和总，我想时间关系，我们就不都读了。
This passage you could look at it in your own time, but for time's sake, we're going to pass over it.
相当的广阔啊，这边有大海，那边一直到约旦河东很大的这个地业。
We see that there is the sea to the west, and then there is also towards the Jordan River.Is going to have an expansive land.
好啊，我们先看这是放大的一部分地图啊。
And so now we start to look at the map.
大家能看到我这个鼠标在动吗？
Are you able to see my cursor?
看不到吗？看不到哈。啊，我那个不敢用笔，用一笔，等一下那个，可能就每一幅图都有这个啊。好，我们就先看最底下，最底下那一块以法莲，大家有看到吧？
If you look to the most bottom of the map, you see Ephraim.
以法莲上面好大的一块地，那叫做西马拿西。
If you look to its north, you see West Manasseh.
然后往东边约旦河东有一块更大的是东马拿西。
And if you look to the east, you see East Manasseh, which is also a huge piece of land.
马拿西为什么有两块呢？因为他们有一半支派和流便支派、加德支派都留在了约旦河东。
So why is it that there are some lands on the east of River Jordan? That's also because there's also Reuben and Dan.
现在我们把这个整个十二支派这个地图都拿出来，放大一点给大家，缩小一点给大家看。
And so if you're to zoom out and we look at an overall a more macro view,
我们就能够看到约瑟的子孙得到的地有多么的大。
We can now see in proportion just how big of a piece of land that the descendants of Joseph received.
不错，南边犹大支派的地业也蛮大的。
we see that, yeah, with Judah, they've received quite a sizable land too.
在圣经里明讲说，犹大支派你们地太大了，所以西缅支派住在你们中间，所以西缅支派占据了很大一块。
But we've also know that in Bible is saying that the Judeans received such a big piece of land that the Simeons or the Simeonites were to also stay with them.
所以犹大和约瑟的子孙，他们有这个长子祝福啊，也特别是这个约瑟的这两个子孙啊。很清楚，他们拿到了好大的地业。
So with Judah as well as the two sons of Joseph, they received the allotment of the firstborn.
但是他们实际上，这是我们今天要讲的，约瑟也好，犹大也好，他们都不真正是雅各的大儿子。
But in actual fact, whether it is Ephraim, Manasseh, Joseph, or even Judah, they're not the actual firstborn of Jacob.
考考大家，雅各一共有多少个儿子？
How many sons does Jacob have?
这很容易啊，十二个儿子，十二支派，十二支派。Sorry.
That's a pop quiz. It should be an easy answer. It's 12, and so 12 tribes.
那么十二支派当中，哪一个是真正的长子？
Of the 12 tribes, which by chronological order would be the firstborn?
流变了，流变是长子。
That would be the Reubenites, because it's Reuben who's the firstborn.
但是长子的祝福流变一点都没有得到。
However, Reuben received none of the blessings that was supposed to be given to a firstborn.
为什么？
Why is that?
对，伯阳答得好，因为流变跟父亲的妾上床行淫。
Because the firstborn, the son Reuben, committed adultery and sexual immorality.
所以神弃绝他，完全他没有得到长子的权柄，也没有得到长子的祝福。
So he was forsaken by the Lord. He did not receive any of the honor or privilege of the firstborn.
后面两个儿子谁呢？这个有点难了。
Now who are the next two sons?
一个是西缅，一个是利未。
One is Simeon and the other is Levi.
但是这老二老三他们也没有得到这个长子的祝福。
But they too did not therefore get passed on with the firstborn blessing.
为什么呢？
Why is that?
他们杀人，对了，他们杀人。
Because of murder that they committed.
Yeah, 非常的残忍。
In fact, the murder was very cruel.
当他们复仇的时候，自己的这个怒和血气都进去了。
In their vengeance, they poured in all that their flesh could.Carry out.
那么第四个就是犹大了。
And the fourth would be Judah.
啊，所以犹大支派实际上承受了长子哪一部分的祝福呢？就是在兄弟当中为首。
And so what is the blessing that Judah receives, and that is to be the first of all the brothers?
犹大常常是代表兄弟们讲话。
Judah is the one who represents the brothers to speak.
在出埃及进旷野以后，十二个这个支派列队，犹大支派是在最前面那三个支派当中领头的。
Once they left Egypt and entering to the wilderness, is the tribe of Judah that's always in the forefront.
犹大支派当中出来了真正做王的。
In the tribe of Judah, we see that the king came from the tribe of Judah.
大卫王。
King David.
直到后来的。耶稣基督弥赛亚
and all the way extending into Jesus Christ the Messiah.
啊，所以在弟兄当中做王的是犹大，是做弟兄当中为首的那是犹大。
So as the leader of all the brothers, that title belongs to Judah.
那在弟兄当中得到双倍福气的，刚才我们讲了，就是以法莲和玛拿西。
And the ones among the brothers to receive the double blessings would be Ephraim as well as Manasseh.
约瑟的两个儿子。
The two sons of Joseph.
那我们现在就来思想思想，圣经当中讲到这个长幼、先后，还有这个大小。
So let us consider what the Bible talks about in terms of the elder as well as the younger, whether it's first or the second.
圣经呢，跟我们这个中国人的传统文化好像有点一样的。
So there seems to be some similarities between our Chinese traditional culture as well as what is described in the Bible.
这个长幼有序，是不是这样的？
And that there is a sequence, an order when it comes to the elder and the younger.
啊，那么呢，确实让我们看到圣经当中有好多地方还不仅是特例，因为特别多了就不再是特例了。
And we see that there are many, many different points in the Bible that describe this, so it's not necessarily just out of the ordinary.
神拣选的那个符合神心意的，常常不是长子。
that somehow the one who is pleasing to the Lord is never really the firstborn in terms of the chronological birth.
真的吗？真的。
Is that true? Yes, it is.
我们来看看，都列出来了。
We see that it's all been listed.
我们没有时间，没有办法，所有的经文都给大家看。那我们今天不要去讲别的了。
And so we don't have enough time to run through every single example, so we're just going to look at.
大家，如果你把这个经文记下来呢，你回去以后可以做一个 Bible study， 实际上是很有意思。
And so take the notes of this, do a screenshot, take a picture, so that we could do a very fruitful Bible study.
那现在我们将很快一个一个过一下，好吧？
But very quickly we will do an overview.
首先，亚当夏娃的这两个儿子。
We see the sons of Adam and Eve.
啊，再考大家，亚伯和该隐谁是哥哥
？So who is the elder brother between Abel and Cain?、啊、
该隐是哥哥啊，该隐是哥哥。
The Cain is the brother.
神悦纳谁？神悦纳亚伯。
But who is well accepted by God is Abel.
并不是因为说该隐是种田的，亚伯是放羊的啊，然后神喜悦这个牧羊人，喜悦畜牧的，不喜悦这个农耕的。
But it's not because one is in the work of agriculture and the other is a shepherd.
乃是因为亚伯是把他羊群当中什么呀，头生的 firstborn 他献给神。
But we see that Abel has committed the firstborn from his flock to the Lord.
但是这个哥哥该隐却嫉妒弟弟。
But the elder brother Cain is envious of the younger brother.
居然就把弟弟亚伯杀死。
And so he killed Abel.
所以有人说这个历史上第一次谋杀呀。
So we see that the first murder of human history
发生在祭坛前面。
Happened before the altar.
发生在教会里面，这是加引号的。
So you could see that it happened in church.
亚伯献祭献得更美，结果哥哥把他杀了。
Abel lifted up a more beautiful offering, but Cain killed him.
那么这是亚伯和该隐。
So this is between Abel and Cain.
下面闪和亚弗。
And we also see Shem and Japheth.
啊，挪亚三个儿子闪、含、亚弗。
We see the three sons of Noah.
一般闪在前面，我们都认为，甚至从圣经里的地方看，都好像是闪是哥哥。
So within the Bible, we tend to think that maybe Shem is the brother because he mentions elder brother.
那弟兄姊妹，你稍微做一点 Bible study， 做一点这个详细的查经。
But if you're to look deeper in your Bible studies,
如果你看创世纪十章第二十一节的时候，那里实际上已经直接指出来说亚弗是兄长。
If you look into Genesis chapter 10:21, you see that Japheth is in terms of the elder brother.
啊，因为实际上这个挪亚在五百岁的时候开始生儿育女。
We see that Noah began to have the first son when he was 500 years old.
但是这个闪呢，却是在挪亚应该是大约503岁左右的时候生的。
And Shem was born around when Noah was 503 years old.
啊，所以这个地方我们要请大家来仔细来注意。
So something that we are to draw careful observation.
啊，洪水之后。
After the flood.
又过了两年。
After 2 years after the flood.
那么这个闪呢，一百岁。
Shem was 100 years old.
啊，那这时候他才开始生孩子。
At that time, he began to have children.
那这时候他爸爸这个挪亚呢，实际上已经六百零几岁了。
And so his father is over 600 years old.
啊，所以你仔细看这个圣经，我在这里没有办法再详细讲了。
And so do go back into scripture and look at it because I don't have the time to exposit it for you.
所以在这个挪亚五百岁的时候生的不是闪。
And so the child that was born to Noah when he was 500 years old was not Shem.
这显然闪更合神的心意，更合父亲的心意。
But yet Shem was a favorite.
后来在每次记载的时候，常常闪就在前面了。
And in biblical records, we see that Shem is always put in the first order.
好，亚伯兰和哈兰。
How about Abraham and Haran?
啊，我们也常常以为这个亚伯兰是哥哥。
It's also easy to mistake Abraham as the elder brother.
实际上，他拉的这几个儿子当中呢，亚伯兰并不是老大，并不是长子。
But we see that Abraham is not the first.
当这个亚伯兰出这个哈兰的时候，就是这个地名哈兰的时候。
When Abraham left Ur,
那时候他年75岁。
He was 75 years old.
但如果你要是看看他的爸爸塔拉那时候是什么时候死的，因为他爸爸死在哈兰以后，这个地名啊，这个地名以后，他在出了哈兰继续往前走。
But you see that the father passed away only after a certain time after he left Horeb.
跟前面一样，如果你一算这个时间的时候，发现哦，原来亚伯兰不是塔拉的第一个儿子。
And so if you're to make a calculation, we see that Abraham is not the firstborn.
好，我们再往下，以撒和以实玛利。
How about Isaac and Ishmael?
这个更清楚了。
And this is very clear.
谁先生的
？Who's the firstborn?
以实玛利嘛，夏甲所生的。
Ishmael was born of Hagar.
啊，那么你知道，直到今天呢
？Until today.
这个伊斯兰教这个回教徒呢，他们都特别强调点，他说以实玛利是哥哥。
You see that within Islam, there are Muslims who will emphasize very strongly this point that Ishmael is the elder brother.
啊，以前我在神学院里面我学这个伊斯兰教的时候，就跟这个伊斯兰教他们的应该叫 imam 啊，就是他们的牧师，我们这个有这个对话了解。
And so back in seminary school, when I was learning about Islam, I had a conversation with an imam.
我们说亚伯拉罕在摩利亚山上面献独生爱子以撒，对不对？
We know that Abraham was offering Isaac on Mount Moriah as an offering.
那么这个伊斯兰教徒他们说献的不是以撒。
And the Muslims would say, no, that's not, that wasn't Isaac.
献的是以实玛利。
That was Ishmael.
因为他们是以实玛利的后代嘛。
Because they are the descendants of Ishmael.
那他的根据是怎么说呢？
But what basis do they have?
他的根据他不是看圣经明讲献了以撒，但是他说啊不对啊，因为那个地方说献的是独子。
What they appeal to is not necessarily what's written in scripture, but it's just simply saying that it was the only son.
所以以撒生了以撒已经不是独子了。
And so by the time that Isaac was born, that means that Abraham had more than one son.
但是他们没有注意到那个地方讲的是凭应许生的，那以撒就是独子。
But something that they've missed is that this son is one that was born of the promise, and so therefore the only son.
所以神的祝福神的应许不是在以实玛利身上而是在以撒的身上
And so the Lord's blessing was not on Ishmael but on Isaac
好我们继续往下看雅各和以扫
And we can now look at Jacob and Esau
这兄弟俩
These two brothers
那谁是哥哥
Who's the elder brother
以扫是哥哥
Esau
结果以扫怎么样啊
What happened to Esau
这个故事大家都知道太有名了
So this narrative is so famous, I think you know.
为了一碗红豆汤啊
，that for a bowl of soup,
把长子的名分就给卖了。
He sold the rights in the name of his firstborn.
卖给弟弟雅各。
To Jacob.
好可惜。
Such a pity.
好，我们继续往下看，就是约瑟、犹大还有流便，刚才我们已经提过了。
And as mentioned earlier, now we look at Joseph, Judah, and Reuben.
流便本来是长子， Reuben, 但是。什么都没有得到。
Reuben is chronologically the firstborn, but he received nothing.
这个长子的祝福。
Just received nothing of this blessing of the firstborn.
好，下面咱们再来看以法莲和马拿西。
Now we look at Ephraim and Manasseh.
约瑟的这两个儿子。
These two sons of Joseph.
在埃及生的。
They were born in Egypt.
后来雅各带着全家到埃及来投奔儿子约瑟。
And after that, Jacob did bring the entire family over to Egypt to be with Joseph.
兄弟相认，全家相会，好美的一个故事。
What a beautiful story when the brothers and the family reunited.
到雅各晚年的时候，约瑟带着两个儿子，以法莲、马拿西牵着两个儿子来见雅各。
When Jacob was of old age, Joseph brought Ephraim and Manasseh to see Jacob.
谁是哥哥？
Who is the brother? Who is the elder brother?
对啊，那很聪明，已经看出这个看出规律来了。后面那个是哥哥。
That's good. Yeah, we've now starting to see the pattern. The name that's mentioned second is actually chronologically the first.
不是看出规律，圣经读得好啊，是圣经读得好。
But this is you've done your Bible study well.
马拿西是哥哥。
Manasseh is the firstborn.
约瑟请自己的父亲雅各为这两个孙子来祝福。
And so Joseph asked his father to personally bless his grandchildren.
两个儿子怎么牵呢
？How are they held?
左手约瑟牵着马拿西哥哥。
Left hand was with Manasseh and
右手牵着弟弟以法莲。
And right hand was the younger brother Ephraim.
面对着自己的父亲雅各。
Facing his own father Jacob.
雅各两手一伸。
With Jacob extending his hands out,
右手自然就按在哥哥马拿西的头上了。
The right hand would be on the head of Manasseh.
因为右手象征的力量。
Because right hand is a symbol of power.
伟大的祝福。
It's for the blessing of the elder one.
哎，这个雅各也怪了。
But Jacob is a little odd also.
他胳膊也比较长一点。
Perhaps his arms are longer.
他就这个这么一交叉。
Somehow he crossed his arms.
然后为这两个孙子祝福。
That he's also able to therefore bless his grandchildren.
约瑟一看见不高兴了。
When Joseph saw this, he was not happy.
说爸爸，这个是哥哥，你这个怎么这样祝福呢？
He said, wait, you've got the order wrong. Why are you blessing it this way?
雅各说我知道。
Jacob says, I know.
哎，就是要这样祝福。
But this is the way that the blessings are to go out.
所以以法莲跑到了自己哥哥马拿西的上面去。
And so Ephraim it was in a way elevated above Manasseh.
后来当约瑟这个雅各把约瑟两个儿子收为自己的儿子。
Later on, Ephraim and Manasseh was adopted as his own son, as Jacob's own son.
使得以法莲和马拿西得到这个双倍的福分，与这些 uncle 们啊，与这些伯伯们一起来分地的时候。
Such that when Ephraim, the tribe of Ephraim and Manasseh were dividing the land with their uncles,
在整个这些的支派当中，实际上以法莲也变成是为首的。
We see that even among all the tribes, Ephraim has also become the firstborn, receiving the double blessing.
怎么知道呢？
How do we know this?
后来你看那个北国以色列。
Or later on, we are going to look. If you look into the history of the northern kingdom,
常常用哪一个支派来代替啊？
You see, which is the tribe that is used to represent Israel?
就是以法莲。
And that would be Ephraim.
啊，就是北国以色列。
Ephraim is equated to the northern kingdom Israel.
好，我们再往下看法勒斯啊和谢拉。
Look at Perez and Zerah.
啊，这个犹大这两个儿子。
The two sons of Judah.
啊，那他们的妈妈生这两个孩子，他们是双胞胎。
You see that they are twins, twins of Tamar, the mom.
谁是哥哥？
Who's the elder brother?
谢拉吗？
Zerah.
谢拉先把这个手从妈妈肚子里面伸出来。
So Zerah was first born out of the womb of the mom.
接生婆立刻就给他拴了一个红线绳。
And immediately he was given a red string.
啊，结果他那个手伸一收回去，然后这个弟弟法勒斯先出来了。
But somehow he retracted his arm, and then the next thing we know, Perez was out of the womb.
所以这个先生们还说呢，说你怎么这么着急呢？就拴着红线绳后出来，这个哥哥变弟弟，弟弟变哥哥了。
And so the husband would say to the wife, "Why were you so eager? Now the order is messed up."
所以后来犹大的一个祝福，这个长子实际上从法勒斯这里往下传。
And so we see that the blessings that come through Judah then go through Perez.
好，传到大卫的爸爸耶西这里。
Come to the father of David, Jesse.
啊，耶西八个儿子。
We see that Jesse has eight sons.
大卫最小的。
David is the youngest.
对不对呀？啊，所以这个撒母耳去来这个按立耶西的儿子为王的时候。
And so when Samuel came to anoint the brothers, one of the brothers,
连这个大卫连出现都没有出现。
David wasn't even there.
耶西想到我这最小的一个儿子就是放放羊就得了嘛。
And Jesse was thinking, well, this is my youngest son. He could just go look tend the flock.
这个先知撒母耳说，哎，这个儿子不错啊，那个儿子不错。神说我都不看，不要这些。
And so when the prophet Samuel was looking at the brothers, he was like, wow, this brother is pretty good, but none of them were accepted, were favored.
最后没办法问耶西说，你还有没有儿子啊？
And so he came to his wit's end and he asked Jesse, well, do you have another son?
还有一个最小的大卫。
I have a youngest, David.
神说这是合我心意的人。
And Jesus, and God says, this is the one whom I'm pleased.
好多这样的例子，对不对？
There are so many of these examples.
所以我们的神做事是独行其事的神。
And so our Lord has his own ways, unique ways.
不错，长子是有福分的，长子是有权柄的。
Indeed, the first son has a status as well as blessings.
但是圣经当中，在旧约里面也讲，在新约里面也引用。
But we see it in the Old Testament, and we see also allusions as well as references in the New Testament.
就是将来大的 要服侍小的。
But that the least would, no, the greatest will serve the least.
大的人看不行了。The older shall.
And the older shall serve the younger.
啊，有点字有点小啊。那这是神对利百加，就是他在生雅各和以扫的时候所讲的这个话。
And so these were words that were that God said, said to Rebecca.
不但是旧约当中有许多这样的例子。
It's not only that in the Old Testament we see all these examples.
弟兄姊妹，我们知道在新约当中
，but we see in the New Testament,
神我们的主耶稣基督也多次的讲到一句话
，that Jesus Christ Himself has said this.
在几卷不同的福音书当中，重复耶稣这句话呢，有一个特别的地方，是在不同的上下文当中。
That we see the repeat of this particular statements in the different gospels, but they do have different contexts.
其他的话呢，重复，但是同样的一个上下文，只不过是不同的作者记载。
But we will see that the different authors were recorded within a different context.
那我们来看，首先看马可福音第十章。
So let us look at Mark chapter 10.
这个门徒呢，就说：“哎呀，主啊，你这话讲得好难啊，这个在谁能得救呢？”
This is when the disciples are saying, well, this is the words that you say are so hard, who can be saved?
耶稣说在人不能，在神却不然，在神凡事都能。
That is, may not be possible with man, but with God, all things are possible.
那么然后主耶稣就讲了啊，人为我和福音撇下这一切等等，并且要受逼迫，来世必得永生。
Then Jesus said, tell them that I tell you the truth, no one who has left home or brothers or sisters, or children fields for me in the gospel will fail to receive 100 times.
然后最后十章，马可福音十章三十一节，主就讲了一句话。
And in verse 31 he says,
叫做在前的将要在后，在后的将要在前。
But many who are first will be last and the last first.
然后马太福音又在另外的一个环境当中啊，上下文当中，主又重复了这句话。
In Matthew chapter 20, the Lord repeated this particular statement.
葡萄园工人的比喻。
But this was in the parable of the workers in the vineyard.
从早上开始一直到下午五点钟啊，马上都要都要收工落山了。那么到葡萄园来的人，这个每个人给的钱都是一样的，一钱银子。
And so they were all these workers were working hard in the vineyard, even those who came late, but they were all paid the same.
那么这个先进来的人呢，他就不干了。
And so the ones who first arrived, they felt an injustice.
我辛辛苦苦受累干了这么一整天的时间，你就跟那个只干了一个小时的人拿的是一样多的钱。
He said, well, I've worked so many hours for you, and yet this person who just worked an hour for you is receiving the same payment as I am.
主人怎么回答呢
？How did the master reply?
我的东西难道不可随我的意思用吗
？Are my things not to my own use?
因为我做好人，你就红了眼吗
？But that you will be envious because I was a good person.
这样，那在后的将要在前，在前的将要在后了。
Again, in verse 16, it stated, "So the last will be first, and the first will be last."
每次读到这个地方的时候。
Whenever I come to this statement by Jesus,
我自己都得到一个非常大的提醒。
I've been deeply reminded.
一方面，我们的神做事超过我们所求所想。
On the one hand, the way that God works is beyond our expectations.
另一方面，我也为那些干活干了一整天的人，我也真是为他们很难过。
On the other hand, I do feel or relate to those who have worked the entire day.
其实弟兄姊妹，你仔细想想。
But for brothers and sisters, let us think more deeply.
他干的比那个做一小时的人要多得多。
Indeed, those who worked from the beginning of the day did work much more than those who did work for only an hour.
不错，好像收入是一样。
And the payment is the same.
但是我们的神是公平的神，公义的神，对不对
？Well, God is a just God, is a fair God.
你难道不相信我们的主会给他们大大的祝福吗？
Do we not believe that our Lord will not bless them abundantly?
他不需要在那里去抱怨的呀。
There's no need for us to or any of the workers to complain.
我怎么知道呢
？How do I know this?
我给大家再举一个例子，又是个兄弟的故事，在路加福音十五章这个浪子的故事，大家记得吧？
Oh, again, give you an example. This is coming from Luke 15, the parables of the prodigal brothers.
大儿子、小儿子。
The older brother and the younger brother.
这两个儿子，哎，我请问大家，你比较喜欢哪个儿子？
Which son do you like more between the two?
这个话很难回答，是不是？
It's a little difficult to answer.
好了，哪个儿子比较蒙祝福？
Which son has received the greater blessing?
小儿子，是不是啊？失而复得的这个儿子。
Is it not the young son who was lost but now found?
当这个爸爸把衣服也给他穿上了，戒指给他戴上，然后又杀牛杀这个牛犊，然后来这个款待来欢宴庆祝的时候。
With the robe, with the ring, with the calf, with the feast.
大儿子什么表现？
What was the response of the elder brother?
进都不进去。
He refused to enter into the party.
很生气。
He was very angry.
爸爸出来来找他。
The father came out to look for him.
爸爸不再是在那里来等候自己小儿子归回。
The father was not only waiting for the return of the younger son.
爸爸也去寻自己的大儿子。
But he also went out to seek the older son.
大儿子就抱怨了，是不是啊？
And the older son complained.
我一直辛辛苦苦地给你干活呀。
I've been working so hard for you.
然后你那个小儿子跟娼妓把这些财产都挥霍了。
And your younger son, he just wasted all your wealth.
你却对他这么好。
And yet you treat him so well.
你什么时候为我宰一只牛犊？
When have you even given me a calf?
现在请大家注意，这是我们读这段经文常常忽略的地方。爸爸怎么回答的？
But something we should not overlook.Is the reply of the father to the son.
啊，怎么回答这个大儿子的？
How did the father say?
儿啊，你常与我同在。
My son, you are always with me.
我一切所有的都是你的。
And everything I have is yours.
看到了吗？
Do we see it?
我真是为这个大儿子不值，你不需要去抱怨。
Just you feel for the older brother, but at the same time, you know that there was no need for him to complain.
你的天父怎么会不爱你？
That, how would our Abba Father not love us?
朋友，如果你喜欢这个节目，请你将活在耶稣里事工网站的网址告诉你的亲朋好友。你也可以在我们的首页复印邀请收听的卡片，或用微信或微博传递给朋友们，使更多的人通过收听更好地认识主耶稣，并接受他的救恩，得到永生生命。